Suddenly, my heart literally did a flip-flop, and I thought I was the victim of a hallucination. Approaching along exactly the same path as 4 years before was the beggar whom Don Cesario had killed. The same ragged clothes, the grayish overcoat, the misshapen straw hat, the filthy sack. Forgetting my students, I rushed headlong to the window. The panhandler was gradually shortening his steps, as if he were already near his destination. "He's come back to life," I thought, "and he's come to take revenge on Don Cesario."